Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis 50, verses 15 to 21. I'm inviting my family to read with me, but they are shy, so I will go down and let them read.
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died."
"Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father Joseph." Joseph wept, and then they spoke to him. His brother also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear, I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
Thank you. So today we are having Pastor Jia Fong to share with us sermon title, God Meant It For Good. Okay, Pastor Jia Fong, please.
Mommy, do I anyhow say? Kidding. Okay, yes. So I'm very happy that we are here for our last IGW for the year. Okay, so I'm going to show you a video clip. Okay, firstly, a big congrats to all our children and youngster. You have completed all your exams. Isn't that cool? Yes, okay, but I watched this, I saw this video clip one day after PSLE result was released, okay? So a very quick one, okay. Is my slide up yet? Is it not up? Okay. Ready? Hello, testing. Okay, not use this mic. I must use this, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, there we go. Okay. It's like that. So stressful, right? Oh no. Any P5s? Don't have? Not here. Okay. Wow. Very stressful, right? Okay. So I hope all parents, you are doing okay. Okay. Your children will have to go through this very soon. Okay. Now, not easy, right, to give thanks in all circumstances. I don't know, the moment when you got your result titles, right? Did you give thanks? I didn't fail. Did you? Okay. So, yes. So thankful for the message. It's important for us to give thanks. But is it easy? Not easy, right? Okay. So we're going to learn today from this Bible character that we're so familiar with, Joseph. You all know Joseph, right? We all love him, right? Okay. So very quickly. So Joseph is the favorite son of his father, Jacob, right? Okay, so he has 11 older brothers, so jealous about him, okay? And this Joseph, right, he dreams a lot. I also dream a lot, but I cannot interpret dreams. He can, okay? So he had a lot of dreams that he told his brothers, I have this dream, you know, two dreams. Okay, you all bow down to me, you know. Wow, the brothers, they were so angry with him, right? They hated him. And one day, Joseph went to the field to look for his brothers, okay? And they, from afar, they wanted to kill him, okay? So they threw him in the pit, but in the end, they didn't kill him, okay? They sold him away as a slave to Egypt, okay? Then they lied to their father that, Jacob, too bad lah, huh? Got eaten up by some wild animal, okay? He's gone already, okay? Then Joseph went to being sold to Egypt, and he became someone important in Egypt. Okay, so by God's grace, because he interpreted dreams for Pharaoh, the Egypt king, and then he got promoted, okay, to second in command. So wow, it's very high post, okay. And then he interpreted the dream, and he said, oh, there's going to be 7 years of abundance, 7 years of famine. Okay, so he's given this authority to make the planning. Okay, he becomes the planning manager. Okay, and he stocked the food, and he can do the distribution. So during famine, his brothers came, right? Okay, to buy food, and that's how they met. And after testing the brothers, he knows that okay, they have changed. So they he told them who he is. Then they got united, and then he brought his family, his father, and the rest to Egypt, and took good care of them. Okay, so this is the summary of Joseph's life story. We all love Joseph, right? Children, do you love Joseph? Yes or no? Ayo. Do you love Joseph? Yes? Yes. We love Joseph, right? If you love Joseph, do you want to be like him? How many of you envy Joseph? Oh, I wish I'm Joseph, man. I wish what happened to him happened to me. Any of you wish that? No, right. Okay, if you were Joseph, how would you respond to God? I think I would go like, why this happened to me, God? Right? Would you question God? I think most people we would, right? I believe Joseph questioned God also. I believe so. But it's not recorded in the Bible. But I believe that he questioned God. Like, God, why? You know, I'm your child. I love you. Why all this happened to me? See, he separated with his father likely at the age of 17. 17. And he only got to see his father like probably 20 years later. Wow. And because he's been sold by his brothers. Okay, so now, but when he asked that question, God gave him an answer. Isn't that amazing? And he told his brother, but God meant it for good, even though you meant evil. Oh, sorry. You meant evil against me. Okay, so why did he say that? Why does... sorry, because I preached this morning, so I'm a bit tired. I preached in CC. Okay, sorry. Okay, so why does Joseph respond this way? What good is there? Okay, so we're going to see. We're going to look at the evil part first. Okay, evil. Now, not only did Joseph say that his brothers were evil, okay, his brothers, they admitted they were evil. Okay, look at this. So, you can look at the... I'm too used to this side. So sorry. Okay, so you can look at the highlighted parts, okay? So, the brothers, they say, hey, we're so scared that Joseph is going to repay us with all the evil that we did to him. Okay, so they mentioned, and I give you different translations, evil, wrong, and yes, you can see all the highlighted words. Okay, transgression, sin, offense, trespass, treating you so badly, the wrongs, all the bad stuff. Those were his 11 elder brothers. Okay, and they admitted, This is what we have treated Joseph with. Okay, so, but Joseph said, but God meant it for good. How? In what way was it good? Okay, and Joseph says, now, God meant it for good so that many could be saved and kept alive. That is the good of God. Okay, now, friends, he moved on to say this, okay? Joseph said, you sold me here. The brothers, you sold me here, okay? You sold me as a slave, so that's why I'm here in Egypt. But God sent me before you God sent me before you. He mentioned that a couple of times, okay? In fact, 1, 2, 3 times in different verses. God sent me. See, but who sold him to Egypt? Who? His brothers. But he said, God sent me. Wow, okay. And he said, because God sent me before you, so that I can come up with the plans, okay? I interpreted the dreams, and that's why you are safe now. And I can save many people because I'm here, you see? Now, question. Let me ask you. So did God make Joseph's brothers cause them to do the evil to him? But Joseph said, God sent me here, right? Oh, so God sent me to Egypt. So God caused my brothers to do the evil things to me? Yes or no? No. Why no? Okay, you have to look at the whole Bible. What does the Bible say? Okay, in James chapter 1, verse 13, it says that God tempts no one. What is temptation? When someone tempts you, the word itself is bad, right? Tempt, temptation, tempt you. When a person tempts you, or we know Satan tempts us, the devil tempts us, the intention is to cause us to sin. Right? Right? You got it? Okay. So, does God tempt us? No. God is good, right? Do you think God would tempt his people so that we sin against him? Surely not. Surely not. So, friends, we have to be very clear about this. We have to look at the whole Bible. Okay. Now, the fact that Joseph was being sold to Egypt and he went through all the sufferings, all the hardships, is not because God caused all this. God allows it to happen. But who did the evil? His brothers. They were responsible for the evil deeds. So far, so good. So far, so good. Okay, cool. Now, and now is the time for revenge, right? Right? I'm the second in command. You all die, man. Okay, today you're all here in front of me 20 years later. Okay, I'm here to take my revenge. If you were Joseph, would you do that? I heard a very honest answer. Who is that honest guy or girl? Who? Ashley? Asher? So honest. Only one honest person in EC. Just kidding, right? Hey, you all bullied me, you know. I've been waiting for this day. 20 years later, you are all bowing before me. Now, even if you're not going to kill your brothers, right? Just make fun of them, right? Okay, make them run here, run there. Make them slaves, right? Keep their lives, but, you know, take revenge, correct or not? Many of us probably would do that, okay? One honest friend there say, yes, okay, you bullied me, you know. Okay, but you know what? You know what, Joseph, okay? And even his brother is so fearful. Even his brothers thought Joseph would take revenge. Okay, the brothers say, hey, Joseph will hate us, you know. He will pay us back for all the evil that we did to him. So they were so scared. When their father, Jacob, passed away, they were so scared, okay? They were like, oh no, this is coming. You know, 20 years later, no. And they send someone, okay, to Joseph, and don't know true or not, lah. I don't think it's true, lah, okay? They say, hey, brother, you know what? Father say, before he die, he say, please, let us off, okay? We are your brothers. Please forgive us, you know, forgive us. All the look at the red words, okay? Transgression, sin, evil, please, okay? Father say so, okay? I don't think so. Okay, but you know what? You know what? Joseph, after he heard all this, okay, his brothers pleading with him, okay, please let us off. Joseph wept. Joseph didn't turn the table around, okay, he didn't like, you know, slam everything and then, you know, like you know, be very mean to them, you know, insult them, and mock them, you know, now you know. No, he didn't. He wept. Okay, I think he has a lot of mixed feelings in him, but surely not hatred. Okay, and when his brothers said, we are your servants, I think this reminded him of his dreams, right? Yes, God gave me the dreams, okay, and you are all bowing before me. We are your servants. But you know what? Joseph says, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? What do you see? When he says this, it shows that he, Joseph, fears God. Joseph fears God. I'm not God. God judges, not me. Yes, you did evil to me. Okay, but I'm not the one to judge. Okay, God judges. Okay, I fear God. Joseph is someone who fears God. Okay, and he moves on to say, God meant it for good. How many of us we can say that? God meant it for good. Okay, thankfully our P6s passed lah, managed to promote. If you fail, would you be able, or parents, would you be able to say God meant it for good? So hard, right? Okay, but you know what? Joseph remains faithful to God. He trusts God. Even though he doesn't understand why this happened to me. Why? I did nothing, right? I just shared with them my dreams only, what? And I'm so here as a slave, you know. What have I done? But he remains faithful to God. He trusts God, okay? And he says, do not fear his brothers. He told them, I will provide for you. He comforted them and spoke kindly to them. I think this is really hard. If I don't take revenge, that's very good already, right? Still, he's still able to spoke kindly to them and say, I'm going to take care of you, don't worry, and your families. And this shows that he follows God. He follows God. He's gracious, okay? He forgives, and he's gracious to his brothers. He follows God. See, this is the example that Joseph has given us. How should we respond to God when we're facing a difficult situation, friend? We have members of different ages, different background, okay? Very young ones, senior ones, okay? We've been through a lot, maybe, likely, for the older ones, okay? So how should we respond to God when we are facing a very difficult situation? And Joseph shows us, he demonstrates to us with his life, okay? Now, even in difficult situation, God meant it for good. So let's respond him, and this is for the young people, specifically, old people also lah. In this morning, I mentioned in CC, I'm so sorry. This sounds so much like exam, you know. I'm going to give you 3 points. Okay, easy for you to remember. Okay, so 3F, you want to make a guess? Actually, I gave all the answers already just now. What was the first one? Very good. All the students all there. Old students, yeah. All the old young adults. Young adults, old students. Okay, fear him. Second one. Titus, you're coming to youth in 1 month's time, you know. I'm your youth pastor, hello? I see whether you can pass. Sorry? Ayo, second F is what? Okay, give it to you lah, okay? Okay, fear him, be faithful to him. The last one. Thank you very much. Okay, follow him. Okay, so let's fear him, stay faithful to God, and let's follow him now. This is exactly like the example of Jesus, okay? And that's why some Bible scholars says that Joseph foreshadows, okay, Jesus, the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, okay? This is what Jesus said when he was crucified on the cross. He prayed for those who nailed him on the cross, okay? He prayed for them, Father, forgive them, okay? Now, Joseph did that. He forgave his brothers, okay, with no condition. Now, I'm going to ask you, is it easy to forgive? I always think that it's not easy to forgive, okay? I always think that that is very hard, okay? It's easy to treat people with kindness when they are kind to you, but it's so hard to forgive, right? When people mistreat you, it's so hard, okay? But Joseph forgives his brothers. And let me ask you, what do you think of this phrase? Does forgive means forget? How many of you say yes? If you forget, then no need to forgive already, what? Huh? You bullied me, man. I cannot remember already. Then no need to forgive already, right? Okay, do you think Joseph forgets when he say, I forgive? Do you think he forgets? Okay, let's see. Okay, we have this clue, okay? We have this clue from the Bible. Okay, now Joseph, he got married, right? Okay, in Egypt. And then he gave, he has 2 sons, okay? So he gave them the names, okay? See the name, okay? The first one, Manasseh. Okay, what does it mean? God has made me forget all my hardship and all my father's house. Do you think he really forgets? Okay. Each time he calls his son, okay, Manasseh, he think of what? Okay, God makes me forget what? The hardships, right? My brother sold me here. They almost want to kill me. He He didn't forget. How could he have forgotten? Forgotten? No way, right? Okay, he remembers. And the second one, God has made me fruitful. And that's true. Okay, Ephraim. Okay, that's true. Okay, so he didn't forget. Okay, but God helps him to get over it, to move on. To move on. Okay, let go and let God be in charge. To forgive means to let God be the boss, be our boss, to let God take charge, to let God be the healer, to heal us of all the hurts that we have suffered from people who mistreat us, okay? To forgive means to not take matters into our own hands, okay? But let God be in charge, okay? That is to forgive. I'm going to share with you something that is shared with my... the testimony that's shared by one of my youths, okay? So, you know that we have gone for a mission trip in June, okay, to Philippines, Iloilo, right? Okay, so one of our youths, she shared her testimony. Okay, so a very quick one. Okay, I got her permission. Is she here? Okay, anyway. Okay, she shared that when she was young, she's been bullied, okay? And it's quite bad, okay? So much so that she was so fearful to go to school. Okay, so she shared about her experience, and she shared that in school, in a school which we visited in Philippine Iloilo. Okay, so she shared with many students about her experience, how fearful she was, you know, when she was young. But she moved on to share that she knows that later on she's not alone, and Jesus is there for her, and Jesus is there for her when she's suffering, and she managed to find joy in Jesus, to find hope in Jesus. So she shared about her testimony. And you know what? After her sharing, right, each time when we share in Iloilo, every school we went there, right, after the sharing, all the students, after everything, they will come up, okay, and then they will surround the youths. Okay, so all the old people, we stand aside, then we wait for them. They're like K-drama, like celebrity lah, you know. Yeah, so we wait for them. Then they will take all the autograph lah, not autograph lah, okay, the context lah, Instagram lah, take picture lah. So all the old people will stand aside. Okay, this time round, same thing, but during the break, a few girls came out first, okay, and see what they do? They hug our friend, okay? They hug our friend. Why? Because they suffered the same thing in school. They were being bullied, okay? And they all hugged together, cried together, you know? And these girls, they were so encouraged when they hear the sharing, okay? They were so encouraged, like, we're not alone, and we know that we can find hope and strength in Jesus. Yeah, we don't forget, okay? But we learn to find healing in God, in Jesus. Now, when Joseph... fear God, stay faithful to God, and follow God, what happens is this. He shows us, by fearing God, it means what? It's not being terrified, okay? But by fearing God, it means to let God take charge of everything. This is like what's being said in Deuteronomy, okay? So Moses said, right? To fear the Lord your God is to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the God, your God, to keep the commandments, okay? So you follow him. So to fear God and to follow God is two sides of the same coin, right? You cannot say, I fear God, but I'm not going to follow him. I'm not going to follow his commandments. No. Okay, so if you fear God, you will follow him. Make sense? Make sense? Okay, so this is what fearing God means. And we see that he actually lived out the example. Okay, so we know of his story. Okay, Joseph not just being very kind and nice, he is also handsome. Wow, parents, so nice, right? To have a son that is so kind and handsome, okay? So, but it can be bad also, okay? Because then he's being like, asked to sin, okay, by his master's wife. But he insisted, no, okay? Verse 8, he refused. And what he says, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against who? God. Against God. Cannot. I fear God, you know. God is not there, right? You can't see God, okay? No one is there, but God is there. So Joseph knows that God is there, and he fears God. Friends, do you fear God? Do you fear God? When no one is watching, when no one is there, what do? In your room, behind the closed door. What do you see? What do you watch? On your laptop? Over your phone? When no one is watching. When no one is watching, when no one was watching, Joseph continued to fear God. He said, no, I'm not going to fear, I'm not going to sin against God, okay, because I fear God and I follow Him. So when Joseph fears God, remains faithful and follows God, we see that the Lord was with him, okay? The few verses tell us the Lord was with Joseph a couple of times, okay? And not only that, God caused all that he did to succeed, okay? He was successful. And God even blessed the rest because of Joseph. Friend, let me remind you, where is Joseph at this point of time? In Egypt, right? What is he doing? He's actually a slave, right? Okay? Is he out of his unpleasant situation yet? No! Still in Egypt, okay? But God is with him. God blesses him. God stays with him. God makes things succeed, whatever he's doing. Friend, when you are in your unpleasant situation, do you know that God is still with you? Can you see God's blessing when you don't score A1s in your results? Can you still see God's blessing when you are not that well physically, but you manage to get slightly better? Maybe you manage to catch a few hours of sleep, okay? Maybe not throughout, a few hours of sleep. Do you give thanks to God for that? God is still with us, even when we are still in our not-so-pleasant situation. And God can bless us, and God can use us as a blessing for other people around us. And you know what? Joseph's master took him. Okay, later on we see that worst thing happened, right? Okay, even though Joseph was so good, okay, but he's being thrown into the prison for something that he did not do. But the Lord was with Joseph, okay? A couple of times it says here, the Lord was with him, showed him steadfast love and make him succeed again. Friends, even when we are in difficult situation, God is with us. So, do we stay faithful and follow God's commandments even when we are in difficult situations? And do we continue to trust that God is good even when he doesn't remove the problems? I'm still unwell, Lord. You know, just that Paul says, the thorn is still in me. The thorn is still there. God didn't remove it, okay? But do you trust that God still has his goodness, okay? He's still good even when he doesn't remove our problem in our lives. Another testimony for you, okay, from another youth, okay? So she shared this early this year, okay, in one of our outreach events, okay? So she shared that when she got into, I believe it's uni, okay? She says that she's been praying. She wants to do something, okay? And then she shared, you know, this is something that she wishes to do, but it seems like God didn't answer her. Because why? She wanted to become a OGL, okay? Where is OGL, young people? Ayo. Hi, young people. Ayo, not young anymore. Jialat. Orientation group leader, right? She wants to be that, okay? She wishes that she can be that, okay? She prayed about it, but she didn't get it. And she shared very honestly that initially she was quite disappointed, you know. But then later on, she says, what I thought was a disappointment was actually God's way of telling me that sometimes things may not go according to my own plans, but he has better plans in mind for me, you know. Yes, and she learns that. And I think this is a good reminder for us, okay. Today, you might not get the result that you like, okay. Not just PSLE. O-level, A-level, uni, more to come, okay? You might not get into the school that you like, okay? NS men, oh, we do have, okay? NS men, you might not get the posting you like later on, okay? You've been praying, please don't send me that, don't send... Oh, there you get it already. Wow, always like that, okay? And, you know, I always tell my young people, you know, the other half that you've been praying for, usually, in the end, turn out, right, it's the opposite one. God, I want someone tall, then you will have someone short. God, I want someone who is older, then you get someone who is younger. Like my husband, my husband, yeah. All along, I was praying for someone older. Then I have someone younger, okay. So usually opposite will happen. That's what I've been telling my young people, okay. Not according to what I want, okay. And then maybe some of you, you have been looking, like young people, you have been looking for a job for so long, don't have. And whatever you get it, like whatever job that you get, it's not what you want, okay, maybe, okay. And then our health. Health is an issue, Okay, we have all the different problems. Okay, maybe some of you have been so leading a very healthy life, you know, very healthy life, but you still get some illness. Okay, some people, you see that anyhow eat, very healthy, I don't understand. I also don't understand. You don't understand, I also don't understand. Okay, exercise every day, still get sick. Okay, don't know why. Okay, and people who are ready for retirement, okay, you've been planning for many, many years, but God seems like, you know, He's just not answering your prayers. Maybe, okay. There are things that seems like they are not very, not what we desire, okay. But you know what? God is still with us, okay. God has His goodness. God is still good, okay. And you know what? Joseph, when he stays faithful to God, fear God and follow God, and his life is a testimony. So much so that his master saw that the Lord was with him. Gentile, you know, okay, a non-believer, okay? So much so that Pharaoh, okay, the Egypt king said, how can we find a man like him? He is different. I see something different in this man, okay? There's God in this man, you know, in him. So, what about us? Do people see us as different? Maybe, I've not seen a Christian like you. Jialat. I always thought Christians should be very good. Wow, you're very different. Wow, jialat. That, GG already, okay, no. Okay, now, do people see us as different as light and salt? Okay, like what Jesus commands us, that we should be light and salt. And you know what? God wants us to be a blessing, just like Joseph. You know, Joseph was a blessing. People around him was blessed because of Joseph, okay? And we should be like that, okay? When we fear God, when we are faithful to God and we follow Him, people around us should be blessed in one way or another. And you know what? God's blessing and His goodness doesn't just stop at the point of blessing Joseph and his family, okay? So we see that Jacob's family and his descendants multiply, right? Okay, and they grow and grow and grow, okay? So multiply so much so that we know that they become a big nation, okay? And the two sons of Joseph, okay? We know about this story, I hope you know, okay? His two sons, just now we mentioned, right? And Jacob say, these two sons, they are mine. Jacob says, they are my son. And we know they become two of the tribes, right? Of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so what does that mean? Okay, what's the significance of this? And we know that Jesus says salvation is from the Jews. Okay? We know salvation is from the Jews. God has chosen this nation and God has preserved them in His own ways, even through the evil deeds of evil men. Following? Okay, God didn't cause evil things to happen. He allowed them to happen. And through the evil deeds of men, He makes His plan, He fulfilled His plan, His salvation plan for human beings, for us. Okay, so God's plan of salvation is amazing. It's a mystery that we probably don't understand completely. The whole Old Testament taught us about salvation, and it was from the Jewish people, right? And Messiah, Jesus Christ, came from the Jews. This is amazing. This is all in God's planning. And we know this during Pentecost when Peter preached, okay? He said this, okay, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and knowledge, foreknowledge of God, right? But who crucified Him? The lawless man, okay? Crucified and killed by the sinners. But this is part of God's wonderful plan. Following so far? It's amazing. And God can even use evil for good, just as he brought eternal salvation out of the evil done by those who condemned and crucified Jesus. And Peter moved on to say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. God is amazing. He's awesome. He is loving. Okay. And today, if we do have friends who have not come to know Jesus personally, this is your opportunity. to come and accept him as your Lord and as your Savior. Lastly, okay, so we know about this, okay? God meant it for good, even when situation seems unpleasant, bad, okay? But God saved a lot of people through the evil deeds of people, of evil men. And you know what, friends? This is our theme, right? For our church, spiritual succession. And you know what? We can actually be part of spiritual succession today. We can save a lot of people. God can use us so that many people can be saved. I'm going to show you one example, okay? Just show you this picture. So this picture is taken in our youth ministry during our anniversary this year, okay? So look at all the happy faces, okay? You know many of them, right? Some are your children. Why are they here? Why are they in church? Why are they saved? Because of you, parents. And I'm so proud of you from my heart. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so proud of you. Because of you, your children are here, okay? And you play such an important role in spiritual succession. Spiritual succession of children, listen up. Spiritual succession means you pass on the love of God, good stuff of God, okay, to people around you, okay? You pass it on, okay, to people around you. Now, and some of the youths that you see in the picture, right, they are here because of other youths. Because their friends invited them. And you know what, children? Even you can be part of this, okay? Spiritual succession. You can bring your friend to church. You can tell your friend Jesus loves you, you know? And you see, you can save your friend. God can use you to do that. And this is amazing. We can all be part of this, okay, friends? And two questions for us for reflection. Do you fear God? Remain faithful to Him? And follow Him no matter what circumstances you face. Okay? When times are good, it's easy. When times are bad, it's not easy. Okay, but let's continue to stay faithful, fearful, and follow Him. Question two, are you going through something challenging at the moment? We all have different we have different backgrounds, okay? We face different challenges, okay? Whatever challenge that you're going through at this moment, what good purposes of God do you see in this situation? God is still with you. God can still bless you. What are the good purposes that you see in this difficult situation at this point of time? Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Spend like 30 seconds to pray about this, to reflect on this, to commit whatever you are facing at the moment to God, and ask God to show you His goodness, His goodwill in this. And later on, I'm going to close in prayer. Father God, we come before You, we give You thanks. We acknowledge and we give You thanks, for we know You are the Creator of all. You are our holy God. And we praise You, Lord, for You are Lord of all. You are in control of everything, the universe, everything is in Your hands. Help us, Lord, to fear You. To fear You because You are God. And help us, God, to remain faithful to You in all circumstances. That, Lord, we will stay faithful to You and follow You, Lord. Help us not to waver in our faith. Help us not to give in to temptations, but help us to stay faithful to You, to follow You. That even people around us can be blessed because of our lives. And Lord, we give You thanks. We give You thanks, Lord Jesus, for what You have done for us on the cross. Help us, Lord, to be able to even bring people to know You. And we want to pray for our friends here among us or even watching online. Help them to come to receive Your love, to accept You as the Savior and Lord. And we give You thanks, Holy Spirit, that You're with us. We pray that you give us strength. Give us strength so that we can remain strong in you. And we can be a blessing to people around us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer, and we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.